New York City is bigger, Chicago is windier, Atlanta is warmer. But of all the chocolate cities, Buffalo may be the baddest.
In the late 70s and early 80s, Rick James would return to his hometown and wander the rough streets of his youth.
The kids crying, the moms screaming, the dogs barking. I absorbed all the life around me. I didn't judge it, didn't see it as good or bad. It just was. It was where I came from.
Rick James was the biggest funk star of his time, and he drew his inspiration from Buffalo. He lived a life of great poverty, great wealth, criminality, achievement, addiction, fame, and infamy. And his music is still with us today. It's part of our heritage in Buffalo, Western New York, and the Niagara Peninsula, from the NFHP and this station.